Hi, honey, I'm home. Did you miss me? How was it? Oh my God, it was amazing. You want details? Were the texts and the photos not enough for you? Where do I begin? At the beginning. Okay then. So, when I arrived at the bar, I got a drink and I waited for him to arrive. I messaged him to tell him I was waiting in the booth at the back. He messaged me instantly to say he was on the way. At this point, I got quite nervous. I had to knock back a drink to settle myself. Yeah, that's when I texted you. I'm glad you convinced me to stay, baby. What have we got here? I haven't even got to the juicy stuff, and you're already bursting out of your jeans. Take it out for me, baby. Ooh. Now that's got to feel better, hasn't it? You know. Yes, slowly. Slowly stroke it for me. Just like that. So where was I? Oh, I was sitting in the booth, waiting for him to arrive. My heart was racing. I wanted to run out of the door, and then I was excited. And then I spotted him walking through the door. He saw me, alone in the booth. There was a cheeky wink and a smile as he waved his way towards me. I got up out of my seat to meet him, and I was only halfway to his chest. God, he was tall. He gave me a kiss on the cheek right there. His profile pictures do not do him justice. He was like a Greek god. Oh, my nerves were just long gone by then. All I had space for was lust. We had some drinks and made some small talk, and at this point, it was like any other Tinder date. He was kind and a gentleman. And that's when I decided to take it to the next level. I steered the conversation to a flirtatious tone. His eyes lit up when I turned the conversation to sex, and I ran my foot along the inside of his leg. Oh, baby, no. Slow down. Jerk it nice and slow for me. I don't want you blowing your load just yet. That's better. That's it, yeah, like that. No, nice and slow. That's good. Oh yeah. I was teasing him with him my foot under the table. He seemed a little nervous then. I tried asking questions like, had he ever been with an older woman? What was the riskiest place he'd had sex? You know, stuff like that. He actually dodged a few of my questions, and then he disappeared to the restroom. I really thought I'd blown it then. Oh, no, you don't need to look disappointed. Honestly. Just keep stroking your cock. He did return, and he sat back down. And before I could even say anything, he pointed out my wedding ring. He said that he didn't want to be a homewrecker, and that he was going to leave. God, my heart sank. I had to grab him really quick and just try to explain. I told him just to hear me out first. I told him that it was all of your idea. He didn't seem convinced, so I showed him your texts. Yep, that's why I wanted you to send me that picture of your cock. I needed a way to convince him that this was okay. That, you know, you need me to get off with somebody else. He said he'd think about it for a minute. I was so ready to just book an Uber, but he actually went and got another drink. I knew it was back on. He put his hand on my thigh under the table and he leant down and asked me what our intentions were. I told him that you wanted me to go on a date with a handsome stranger and suck him off. His eyes lit up like it was like he'd just won the lottery. I mean, he reached down and showed me the growing bulge in his pants. He was like a rock. As soon as I saw it, I knew I had to have it in my mouth. I couldn't wait. So I threw back my drink and I got up and I slipped past him. I made sure to grind my ass on him. Yeah, yes, I know, naughty. As I left the booth, I told him to come and join me in the ladies in just a moment. I quickly made my way and I went to one of the cubicles. My heart was beating so fast then. Like, right out of my chest. It seemed like forever until I heard the door open. But I heard him whisper my name. And I calmed right down. I unlocked the door and I pulled him in. And there I was. Locked in a small dive bar toilet with this hunk of a man that I had literally known less than an hour. He didn't even say a word. He just stood there. I broke the tension and reached for his belt and I unbuckled it. I undid his pants and I pulled out this fully erect, beautiful cock. How big was it? I'd say it was longer than yours, maybe not as thick. To be honest, for such a big guy, I kind of expected a bit more, but I wasn't complaining. He didn't even move, not a thing, so I dropped to my knees and I started to stroke his shaft. Yeah. Just like that, baby. You keep going. After some teasing and squeezing, I wrapped my lips around it. I started sucking the head. I felt so good and so slutty. Ooh, baby, jerk that cock. I moved further down his cock, licking it before I took the whole thing in my mouth. After a few moments of sucking, he must have got his confidence and he started to take control. He grabbed the back of my head and he forced his cock deep and fast in my mouth. I was so turned on that I slipped my hand under my skirt and into my soaking wet panties. Yeah, That's when I told him to take that photograph of me. Did you like it, baby? Of course you did. I bet you jerked off once you got it, didn't you? Uh-huh. I hope you followed my orders, though, and didn't go home. Okay. So, anyway, I was so horny now. Sucking him off was not going to cut it. I needed him inside of me. Yes, I did. I have my pictures to show you later if you behave. I jumped up off my knees and bent over in front of him, lifting my skirt to invite him in. And such a gent, he asked if I was sure that I wanted it. I told him to just hurry up and fuck me before somebody came in. He slid inside me with such ease, I was dripping wet. He fucked me hard and fast. God, it was rough. Like, really rough. I couldn't believe how fast I needed to come. As I came, I started to moan so much that he had to reach forward and clamp a hand over my mouth so it wouldn't get caught. Oh, hey, you look like you're getting close, babe. Hold on. I'm not nearly finished yet. After I came on his cock, he was close. I told him no, and I got back down on my knees in front of him. And I unbuttoned my shirt just like this. And I told him to cover my tits. He quickly started jerking his cock in front of me. Oh yeah, just like that. A little bit faster, baby. I pushed my tits together for him, just like this. He started to pump a creamy stream of hot cum all over my tits, all over my bra. Oh, look, baby. You can still see the stains and the damp patches. Here's one, and here. Yes, baby. Yes, you can come now. Come for me. Cover my tits with cum like he did. Oh yeah, babe, yeah, that's it. Yeah, come on me. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Just like that, yeah. Oh baby. You made a much bigger mess than he did. You come up to bed when you recover. I have some photos to show you.